O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know if you're paying attention, but in the book of the letter to the Hebrews, it says we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Do you find that a little spooky? Well, maybe that's a bad choice of words, spooky. But anyway, we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, it says here. And we also say in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the communion of saints, which means that we're communing with those who have gone before, that they're watching us. And I had a fantasy one time of my mother and father up there looking down on me, and my mother saying to my father, whose name was Henry, Henry, you better go talk with Jesus about the boy. He's messed up again. The communion of saints. The saints of God looking down on us, giving us support. Balcony people, if you will. We pray for servants who've departed this life. We pray for their continual growth and service in our prayers. And we say, on the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. Our liturgy is filled with suggestions that we commune with saints, both saints that have gone before and saints worldwide. A missionary doctor in Zaire was visiting a jungle outpost when his car broke down as he was traveling back to the clinic. And he knew that there were people waiting at the clinic to see him. And so he decided to walk back through the jungle in the dark. Scary business. And he heard voices. And he was scared because there had been headhunters in that area from time to time. And as he got closer, he saw a group of natives around a fire. And they were singing, and he recognized the tune. And he knew enough of Salupa language, the language of that tribe, to understand what they were singing. And what they were singing was, what a friend we have in Jesus. And he breathed a sigh of relief and joined them. And they showed him after the service, back to the clinic. A military chaplain was serving in the South Pacific during World War II, and he and an assistant visited a tribe of people that had been moved from one island to another because of atomic testing, ours atomic testing. And as they arrived in the PT boat, of course, they didn't speak the language, but they communed with those people for a week through sign language and the singing of hymns. And then when they left, the natives met on the beach and sang their own rendition of God Be With You Till We Meet Again. And I tell you these two accounts, both which are true, because they're illustrations of what the Apostles' Creed says when it says, we believe in the communion of saints. The phrase embodies a sense of a network of believers worldwide. We're connected with each other. We're connected through the love and the grace of God, and we're connected with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says that we are in Him and He is in us, as He is with the Father, and so therefore we are connected to the Father in communion. The New Testament refers to such an ideological community in many ways. The fourth gospel, Jesus speaks of our abiding in Him. And Hebrews says we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. All the faithful of the ages, they're available to us for support. and for assistance in our lives down here below. Paul consistently sent greetings to his friends in Christ. Universal fellowship. Ultimately, such an understanding derives from the idea of the oneness of God and of the loving equality with which God regards all of us, all of his children. Louis Eveleigh put it this way: why is our religion a religion of community? Because God is community. The early church understood its koinonia, or fellowship, to spring from its being rooted in God, in being communion with God. And we dwell in some mystical way with him in another dimension, a dimension of which we're not conscious of so much of the time because of the hubbub that goes on around us. We must, through God, be related to all the saints who have ever lived or ever will live. Jesus said to the Sadducees that God is not just a God of the dead, but a God of the living, and that he's somehow present in all of those who have lived and who are living now. Cloud of witnesses surrounding us this morning in this service. Sometimes we're spoken to by these cloud of witnesses. Well, what does this mean for us? Perhaps it means something like a woman told a dream that she had. She said, I was going through an anxious period. My husband had left me. My only child was living abroad. I had persistent illness and was worried about having enough money if I couldn't work. And on top of everything else, I was having trouble sleeping. And one night, I had a very gripping dream. I dreamed that I was walking through a meadow with a very beautiful woman, and she had a voice like an actress, deep and calm. And somehow I knew that the meadow was heaven, or at least something like heaven. And the woman said to me, you have many friends up here. You have many friends up here. You do not have to be afraid. And she said, I felt strangely calm and peaceful when I awoke, and the calm and peace has never left me. And every time I feel anxious, she said, I think about this dream and this woman that came to me that said, I have many friends up there. Another medical doctor, female, told a story about her father who was dead, and he appears to her occasionally in a dream. And one, she said, he told me that I shouldn't ever worry that he would be there. And I don't, because I know he's there. Don't ever discount dreams. The Bible is full of accounts where people were spoken to in dreams. And what these experiences suggest, you see, is very much in line with what the scriptures themselves say, that we're not alone, but we live in a kind of eternal community, in communion with the saints of God up there and the saints of God here. A kind of eternal community where we're cared for by others who also draw their strength from God. We're surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses. We're surrounded by balcony people, people there to lift us up. And that's what the communion of saints is all about. It means that we're part of something bigger than ourselves and that we draw strength from it. It means that we're all a part of God and that we're never, ever alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.